Professor Yiling Laotzu presents Puppet History, Episode 1.
Revolutionary Joe.
Seer.
CC Rambles.
And Opal Song. And this is going to be an untamed slash...
Moi d'Azusha.
Thank you. That sort of general fandom. No particular canon. Not fake. Oh my gosh, can you imagine? Can you imagine? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Have you seen BuzzFeed Unsolved at all?
I've watched like one episode when I was at Bess's place.
It's... Two idiots go ghost hunting. It's great.
Can you imagine though? Long John and Wei Wuxian going ghost hunting.
It's a very different vibe.
But imagining
them doing puppet history.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh no. Because, to me.
No, I like this.
Who would be doing the puppet history?
Oh,
it's not Wei Wuxian.
Because somehow I was thinking like.
It's just a sad wooden puppet like performance. Of God knows what.
It'd be so dry.
Unplanned rules. They would just be the recitation of that with puppets.
Okay, so puppet history. Mm-hmm. For everyone, if you are not up on stuff, but also for CC, since you're looking at us all like we are from Mars as we kill ourselves laughing. Okay, puppet, so...
It's the same people as BuzzFeed Unsolved. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. But they have now started their own...
They've left BuzzFeed, but it's kind of complicated, not important, and launched their own network. And one of the shows they launched on this new network, amongst others, is Puppet History, which is what it sounds like. It's a history show as told by puppets.
There's a little puppet theater. Yeah. The puppets tell the
the history of whatever.
And then they have two guests.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there's like a little panel who it's told to, and they react and they ask questions.
Yeah, there are quizzes. Mm-hmm.
Quizzes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like questions and stuff.
Yes.
We could have musical numbers. The second guest.
Oh, we could have Meng Yao as the second guest. I like it. Oh my gosh.
Extremely crappy.
Yes.
I'm for it.
I really like the idea of Long John just like sitting there, like just stone face.
Yes, absolutely.
The entire time. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just world building this out in my head, because I am assuming that Long John is kind of terrible on camera, like as a YouTuber.
Yes.
Like, he has a very specific fan base who really love his just, like, wooden blank face.
Or just, like, the super subtle micro expression.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There are people that really like that. But in general, he's... but he's, like, a really good, like, content producer. Mm-hmm. Like, a really good editor or whatever.
Very much so.
And so he would have been, like, background BuzzFeed question, whatever.
And probably the eye candy.
and then Wei Wuxian comes along and is like, I need you to be my co-host on this stupid puppet show. And everybody's like, him? He's like, yes, him. And
it's true that he could be like, we need a good looking guy to get the viewers in.
And it can't be me because I'm behind the stage the entire time.
Exactly.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. I like this. Mm-hmm. And then it just works because Wei Wuxian is just so like.
I also feel out like there. He's a great craftsman. His puppets would be amazing.
Multi-articulated points.
Yeah.
Oh, like Wei Wuxian's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone would expect like. Just a sock, but they'd be really nice.
Yeah, they've been like promoing stuff for this for a while, and all the entire viewership is like, we know Wei Wuxian. He runs screaming through haunted houses, just like like chaos gremlining all over the place. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that when they, you know, do the stupid drinking videos at BuzzFeed, where they're like, can you tell the difference? He gets like plastered on screen. What is this going to be like? Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, intricately crafted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. So what is the subject of episode one, Puppet History, by Wei Wuxian?
Hmm.
The woman who did the cord assassination.
Ah, yes, yes. That would be a good story.
Oh, yes,
uh-huh. Oh, the book fandom.
Oh, this is a...
This is a show only thing.
Oh, never mind.
Well, she is, because, like, I don't know in the books if they go into who created the cord assassination or... Okay. In the show... You can be Meng Yao.
Okay.
You know nothing about this subject.
Yeah.
We'll just, like, go with this, and you can react. No. In the show, they created a character for them to interact with in the cold cave.
Okay.
Cold pool, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Who, like, gives them the sitch on the MacGuffin iron. And, like... basically gives them a quest.
Okay.
As they stand there, tied together, in front of her, and she was, like, the clan sect leader.
Okay.
They're standing there, tied together by the headband. It's just, like, okay. Sure. You do you. I guess. Okay. So, yeah, we could do it on her.
She's got all the rabbits. You can have a rabbit puppet.
It's definitely a bunny puppet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I feel like there...
John would just be like...
He would have his micro-expressions
would be emotion. Going...
Yes. He would have a slightly visible emotion on screen.
Yes.
And the fandom would just, like, freak out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All the comments just below are just about that.
Yeah. Nothing else in that episode. It's just, oh my god, did you see that expression?
They're like reviewing all the stats later. And Sean's like, I spent so much time on the puppet. So much time.
And crafting this intricate story.
Not that I didn't want the viewing. But.
I knew that his face would bring people in.
Yes.
I am a genius.
I underestimated the intensity of which.
Okay, I think we actually have to, like, build an episode out so that we have more than just us flailing about how brilliant this concept is. Okay, so we open after the little, like, mm-hmm. I forget whether they have opening themes. But, like, presumably there's an opening title card or something.
Mm. Yeah.
Probably also drawn by Wei Wuxian, because he's an artist.
Mm. Sure.
He can do his own title cards.
Yeah.
And then we open, and first off, the puppet theater is much better than anyone would have ever expected.
Yes.
So, already impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
The stage itself.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then there's... Lanjian sitting there, mm-hmm. and first reactions are, oh god, this is going to be a train wreck, because he has no emotions, and he's being asked to, like...
He's sitting, like, on the very edge of his seat, just totally still.
Perfect posture.
Yes, yes. Perfect.
Straight backed.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And then, beside him is Mr. Dimples himself, Meng Yao.
Mm-hmm.
Explain how he sits. And
I don't know how he sits in the show. I've never seen him. I assume he's probably sitting all nice and polite, because he is a nice and polite guy, and he's here to be charming and provide a charming everyday kind of guy.
He's one of the silver tongue.
Yeah, exactly. He's here to be nice and, you know, make everyone get along and make everything look good, because that's what he's there for. And with a beautiful dimple.
That's what he has.
Okay. And then the curtain jankily rises up. And out pops, what are we going to have as our Professor Analog.
Oh, indeed. Yeah.
Professor Puppet.
We need a host, puppet.
Yes, yeah. A host puppet.
On Puppet History, it's the professor. It's a little, like, Muppet-looking dude with some cute glasses and a hat. And a bag full of jelly beans.
Yeah!
Ours does not need a bag full of jelly beans.
Though it would be hilarious.
It would be great, though.
I want to say the cracky version would have, like, the uncle. But I'd be like...
A little Lankuren puppet.
But, there's probably someone better.
I mean, we could have the bunny puppet be just.
This is true. Mm. It could be the host. Because otherwise, well, it'll factor in later.
It will factor in later. So I think maybe we don't want to blow that right away.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So. I mean, the other option would be to have just Wei Wuxian have built, like, a puppet version of himself, has, like, a really terrible mustache on it or something, saying, like, I am the professor.
It's mustache and glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
The glasses keep falling off.
I mean, if we want to keep it true to puppet history canon. Indeed. Dude, I just realized.
Puppet history canon. Anyway, carry dude, on. There's
been one episode.
I know.
There's one episode. Will we be the first fic in puppet history fandom?
Oh my goodness. Possibly, maybe.
Okay.
So it is just a smaller Wei Wuxian.
I do like just a smaller Wei Wuxian with, like, glasses.
With glasses.
I feel like the mustache is attached to the glasses and it's just, like, the entire...
It just keeps slipping down. Like,
yeah.
And the more they're talking with the hand.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then, opening. Mm-hmm. Starts talking, like, hi. And I feel like both participants should react to how well the puppet is made. Mm. Reactions.
Well, Mengyao would be very complimentary.
Yes, he would.
Very polite and wants it to please everyone. He'd be very, like, this is very nice. This is very, what fine craftsmanship.
Yeah, that would be. And then I feel like Lan Zhan would be like,
he's going on and on and on for a little while, like, we all kind of, like, looking to Lan Zhan and being like, are you gonna say it? No, I guess I'll just keep talking. And then eventually it gets to a point where you can't go on. He's just like, what do you think, Lan Zhan? And it's just, yes, it's just Lan Zhan just goes,
Oh, yes! Mm-hmm. There are instantly at least 3 YouTube videos analyzing exactly what he meant by that one word.
Yes. Was it a good hmm? Was it a bad hmm? Was it an indifferent hmm?
Tumblr posts were made.
Yes. Thousands and thousands of words of meta.
All written. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so then Wei Wuxian Puppet. Mm-hmm. Who needs a better name than Wei Wuxian Puppet? What would he name?
I don't know.
Like a puppet version of himself.
I wish I knew more Chinese than this always.
Okay, like, true, true. We could use his...
like Yiling Patriarch version of himself.
Yeah, his like full like title name.
What do you mean, like... Yiling Lao Tzu, but that's like Yiling Patriarch.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yiling Lao Tzu. Mm.
Okay.
That's his like formal title name. Yeah. His
cultivator, demonic cultivator name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which he probably wouldn't have in a modern AU.
Right. That would be kind of
like, on one hand, you're making puppet history. On the other hand, you're on a cultivation of life.
I mean, there's also fic for this.
That's how you get the views, man.
I mean, okay, that would be the version of BuzzFeed Unsolved that would be the most hilarious. Is the two of them go on, like, just... bullshit demonic cultivating stuff and vlog the entire thing. They're the prettiest vlogs because Longjian is amazing at editing.
Anyway, we got
sidetrack. That's another show on the channel.
Puppet complimenting and one.
Yes. And it's just awkward. Mm-hmm. And Wei Wuxian just like lets it go on, like doesn't cut off Meng Yao or like try to move on. He just like lets it roll.
He probably encourages me, like, yeah, and?
Yeah, yes, and? Yes. Okay, so then finally that's over. We get the
Yes.
And so Wei Wuxian takes that as his cue to move on, which I'm sure, like, just irks Meng Yao just slightly. And so then he moves on and starts to explain... I forget a little bit the story, like the beginning bit of the story. Do you remember, Seer?
It had to do with, well, the iron, the MacGuffin iron.
MacGuffin iron.
Was it already sealed and then she unsealed it?
I think... Yes, it was sealed in the cold pool.
Yeah, she was doing something for her clan. It was meant to be a good gesture.
Yeah.
I might be misremembering too.
Yeah, same.
Oh, it was. It came up because Wei Wuxian.
Person was like, no, you can't, or something. Like,
yeah, so Wei Wuxian was like, He had brought up, like, what if you could use, like, demonic things, only use them for your own purposes? And her response was, like, I tried that. I went and unsealed the iron to try to purify it and, you know, turn it good.
Yes.
And failed miserably. And I think it was Wei Wuxian's, like, teacher, leader, lady who was like, no, don't! And you're like, I ship it hard! And by you, I mean me. But yeah, and it goes poorly, and then to seal it away again, slowly purifying it, she had to, like, stay forever in the cave.
Right. With rabbits.
With rabbits. So anyway, telling the first part of the, like, I think probably the backstory of the yin iron would be the next little bit.
Sure.
And then... Pop quiz! What is the first question?
This is the quiz. This is the quiz for the participants.
Yes.
It's also a quiz question for us.
Yes, it is. The quiz is two parts. We have to come up with the question and the answer.
What?
Well, we have to come up with the question.
And then hilarious.
Several possibilities and the actual answer. Yes.
And it has to be something about the yin iron, which is what it's called in the show. I don't know.
With the tortoise of slaughter.
Yeah,
it could just be something about the tortoise of slaughter.
I mean, I know the answer.
We gotta hold on the tortoise of slaughter a little bit. I feel like it needs to be a puppet.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Puppets. Yes. Okay, so there's some sort of hilarious question about the yin iron.
Let's skip over the question part, maybe.
Yes.
Just go to who answers it correctly, who does, or does nobody answer it correctly? Like, how does the answering portion?
Okay, so I think we can go a couple of different ways, like, thematically through the episode. We could have Longjian always answer correctly. Like, just everything. It doesn't matter how batshit the question is, he somehow gets it right.
He does have some serious memorization skills.
And he could also, if he knows
Wei Wuxian,
he would know his style of...
Batshittery.
Batshittery, to know which answers are the batshit ones that he made up and which are batshit answers that are true.
Or we can have Longjian get, like, almost all of them wrong because he goes with the, like, answer that should be, like that sounds the most logically correct, and it's never the right answer. Or we can...
Or alternatively, he could just go, for everything. Yeah,
just, like, never answer. But what would he do? Like, often they have to, like, write down... Like, they write down their answers on a whiteboard.
Like, off a picture. Multiple choice.
Yeah, or draw a picture or something.
Yeah, then he's probably stumped.
He's forced to answer. Or he just, like, turns it around and is blank every time.
Just dot, dot, dot.
But I think he would want to participate. Yeah. Like, he has been asked onto this show to participate.
Yeah, it's true.
So he will give it his best shot. Now, is his best shot hilariously bad or, like, stunningly good?
I mean, they're both good, because the stunningly good feels right. But also, like, the stunningly bad, every single question would be, like, it would go on for a very long time explaining exactly, like, there would be footnotes, there would be citations, there would be, like, this is by all means the correct answer, and it never is. Every single time. Oh. I like both. I do.
Because we could also combine the two and have him either be stunningly wrong every time except for the last one.
Yeah.
Or have him be right every single time until the very last question, which is, like, somehow an all or nothing question. Uh-huh. Like, all the points are on the board. And just, like, have him be, like, just stunningly off the mark. Yes. No. Maybe. And then we could have growing resentment from Meng Yao that he just can never get questions right. Until the very last one where he wins. Or they both get it wrong. Like, just terribly, horribly wrong. I need input from you guys.
I know, but I'm not very good at this.
Yes? No? Which do you like better?
I like them both equal. Is the problem.
Let's go with everything right until the very last
one. Yeah. That feels a bit more true to his canon self, where he does the right thing and is a good person.
Okay. So I feel like you could have a lot of humor potential with that last joke.
Yeah.
With the last one that he gets wrong, it could be something, I don't know, I want to make it shippy where he has to somehow in the answer say how much he likes Wei Wuxian. And then he just can't do it.
It's just a wholly biased question at the end.
Yeah.
And Wuxian just slides in there.
And, like, Meng Yao, like, profusely goes on about how much, like, how good the puppets are or, like, something like that. And Lan Zhan, he just can't do it. Just like, nope, the puppets are boring.
This whole premise is terrible.
Just the sad look on Puppet Wei Wuxian's face. Wei Wuxian brings out the bunny puppet just to be sad. It's like, really, Lan Zhan? You think it's bad?
You just
yeah, just no answer. But, like, because I feel like in Wei Wuxian's mind, he has, like, he's made this all, like, so that this last question, he's made it an all for nothing, all or nothing question. So Lan Zhan is, he's like, Lan Zhan is definitely gonna win, definitely, because he likes me. Mm-hmm. So he's definitely going to win. And then he just, like, does not answer in the right way. And it's like, you had one job, Lan Zhan.
One job.
Compliment you at me in the last one and you could win, but no.
Are they together at this point?
I don't know. Or is this, like,
pre that?
Part of the...
Or none of that.
I do think this is, like... Like, I do think either they are together or together in the future, or...
I think, I think they have to be together, because otherwise, why would Lan Zhan agree to this?
Fair. I think it was a network thing that they do the either ghost hunting or demonic cultivation, whatever. Like, that's like a network mandated, like, you have to do this because it is the funniest shit we have on the channel.
Yeah.
And you make us millions. But this is their own thing. And yeah, Lanjun just would not have been on it. And they got together, like, this is the after, like, they had, like, seasons of pining.
Yes. As you do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And now they're together. And so, like, I mean, post-filming the show. Mm-hmm. Wait, Wuxian is like, you had one job. Say you like me on camera. And Lanjun's like, I'm not encouraging the shippers.
It doesn't work.
Either that or there's like hundreds of fics about how, like, look at Wei Wuxian and he's like, he needs Lanjun to tell him, and Lanjun's just like denying him, and like angsty fic about how he's tormenting himself.
There's definitely fic after this episode about like how Wei Wuxian now needs to consider Meng Yao as an alternative because he's obviously very, like, you know, complimentary, and he can get all of his validation that way. Like, I think we could be done. Like, I mean, we skipped over most of the episode, but we did do the arc of the episode. Mm-hmm. And unless we are going to actually, like, come up with hilarious questions and answers.
I do not have that.
Or other.
I do not know enough about the history of that stuff to even start.
Okay, but hilarious puppets. Mm-hmm. Somehow in this episode.
It has to be Wei Wuxian puppet.
Yeah.
The bunny puppet. Tortoise of Slaughter puppet.
Tortoise of Slaughter puppet. Very important.
And the lady needs a puppet.
Yes.
Like,
Yes. I also feel like it'd be funny if he did a puppet where it was for the ironer or something that has to be, like, scary and bad. And then it's, like, a dog. And everyone probably the Meng Yao would be like,
why
would you have this adorable puppy? And he's just like, no, dogs are terrifying.
There has to be a musical number, too, though.
Oh, yes.
There does.
Yes.
Is it a harp number? Is it a flute number?
Is it really bad flute number?
And then afterwards, Lanjun is like, why did you play it on your terrible flute and not your, like, good flute?
It's like, I'm not bringing my
recorder.
Yes. Like the puppet has, like, he puts this puppet that just, like, sits there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, like, and then is back there, like, playing this, like, grade school recorder.
Well, I feel like he'd be doing the puppet with one hand and the grade school recorder with the other hand.
Which is why it's so shitty.
Which is why it's so bad.
And yes, afterwards, Lanjun is like, why did you not bring your flute? And Wei Wuxian is like, well, A, I can't play the flute one-handed. B, I'm not bringing my expensive flute to the studio.
It doesn't fit behind the stage. Have you seen how much room is back there? It's not a lot.
It's like, I guess we'll be seeing a lot of recorder in the coming weeks. Mm-hmm. Get out your hot cross buns, grade school book. Yes.
Who wins?
I think Meng Yao wins.
Meng Yao wins.
Because he gets the last
one for all the points.
Which is all the jelly beans.
Yes, all the jelly beans.
Oh, and a tiny little trophy.
Yes, all the jelly beans in the tiny trophy.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're jelly beans because in this version of the story, Lanjun really loves jelly beans. And that's why Professor... Wait. The
Yiling, Professor Yiling Lao Tzu has jelly beans as a gift. And Meng Yao's like, why? Why?
Like, no reason! The end.
The end.
That was lovely. Yay!